For medical marijuana advocates, Thursday was a long time coming.
I'm excited and emotional.
Alexandria Fulkerson was part of a crowd of supporters exchanging hugs outside the chamber.
I'm doing this for my daughter. She has epilepsy, and I really need it.
The bill's lead sponsor and champion in the House, Louisville Republican Jason Nemus, said the 65-30 vote tally puts the bill in a strong position as it faces a tougher audience down the hall.
We think it's a bill that we'll have the votes in the Senate for, and it's time to go over there and start making the case stronger than we've made it before.
Yet passage in the House was no easy feat, coming after hours of floor debate and a flurry of amendments, including successful additions that prohibit minors from purchasing medical marijuana and sellers from advertising it. The changes weren't enough to convince Lexington Representative Stan Lee, who warned that the vote puts Kentucky on the road to okaying recreational marijuana.
If you lift the tent up a little and let this nose in, you ain't going to stop it. Everybody in here knows that.
It's an argument that's likely to come up again soon as newly energized supporters take their movement to the Senate. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.